Have you ever wondered how sound can heal, inspire, and transform your life? What if the vibrations around you could unlock your true potential and guide you to a deeper sense of harmony? Welcome to Sound Pathways, the groundbreaking journey into the healing power of sound, creativity, and connection with your host, Dr. Karen Olson. In each episode, she explores the profound link between your mind, body, and spirit, from composers and musicians to sound healers and visionary leaders. She'll dive into captivating conversations that reveal how sound shapes your reality, heals our wounds, and helps us manifest our dreams. And guess what? You're part of the conversation. So call in and ask questions and experience personalized sound healing live. And let your sound be your guide to the life you've always dreamed of.
Welcome to Sound Pathways, where we explore the healing, awakening, and transformative power of sound vibrations and creativity. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Olson, and I am so glad that you're here. Today's episode is really exciting. It's about expressing your truth with sound, story, and presence with Amorne. She is really amazing. I'm so honored to welcome her. She's a versatile and gifted singer, songwriter, and actress. She's been making waves in the music and entertainment world since 2018, and her work radiates sultry, trendsetting, and timeless energy, fusing creativity, emotion, and style in a way that resonates worldwide. It's something you can really feel. She's a proud member of SAG-AFTRA Union and a new member of the Recording Academy. So happy to welcome her. And she has experience in film and television, and she has a strong following, over 76K people. They connect to her voice, her message, her presence online. And this episode is for anybody ready to reconnect with their creative spark, express their truth, and step closer to living their dreams. So let's dive in. Welcome.
Hi, thank Hello. You for having me.
Oh, that thank was you a so much.
Beautiful intro. Thank you.
This is so exciting. So your style is really magnetic, and you can tell it just comes from within, and it's just really unique. It's timeless, it's current. And who are some of the artists that shaped you along the way? And how do you see those influences showing up in your work?
Thank you. So the people that inspired me when I was younger, I started getting into acting around 12. So I think Hannah Montana, like Miley Cyrus was the first... You know, Miley Cyrus, the Bratz, you know, that's when I was younger. And then growing up, it was Jennifer Lopez, Will Smith. And then now it's like, you know, for acting, Denzel and Janet, Aaliyah and Sade. And I just love their work ethic, especially, you know, like Jennifer Lopez, she does the, and Janet, they do, you know, the acting and the music. So I like their work ethic. And so that's what I also do too. I'm in love with the art.
Oh, that's awesome. You can tell that you are. So we're all about exploring creativity and creating our dreams. And you are a huge expert on both of those things. So what does your creative process look like, including your first spark of inspiration? Can you take us to that space? You said you put on candles and it's a lot of stillness and it feels like it just comes, but how does that spark develop?
Okay, yeah, I definitely do like to be in the dark and just like get in my mood and just, you know, just see what comes about when I listen to the instrumental or the beat. So it just, if it's a happy sound, then I start thinking, doing self-induced thoughts, maybe from the past or the present or the future, or maybe somebody else's, story, or I imagine another, story. Yeah, that's what I do when I am creating. I just get in my mood, my mode, and just go from there and let the art take me.
That's so cool. I also love to improvise a moment. That a lot of questions. I was wondering, that feels like it's kind of interacting, you're acting with the singing, because sometimes I know some people are really depressed and sad, and you say, well, think of something really happy and remember something really happy. And they're like, well, I don't have a happy remembering anything doesn't come to my mind. And so then you have to become that. You have to think of someone that you witness being happy and take on that energy. So it feels like in your creative process, you weave in becoming that which you're singing in the mood and the feeling.
I have I've never talked about this publicly before, but I have touched on depression before. And I used to say to people, just be happy, just think about something happy. But it doesn't work like that sometimes. Sometimes, most times, you need the inspiration from somebody else. And I hope that my music and my craft helps somebody else that's in need of inspiration.
Oh, it does. I remember I had this funny artist, not funny artist thing, but I went through a lot of pain and a lot of struggles, and it made me really dig deep and cry when they hear me play. And I almost felt like if I didn't have that I wouldn't have that in my playing. And then I realized, well, I know that, so I can create it. Really about lifting out of it and being versatile, not being characterized by who you were told you were as a child, and just thinking bigger. And it's, I think that's what creativity is. Some people say, well, I'm not creative, like, well, I know you can create, but I don't do that. That everybody creates. If you're a little kid and you had your dolls, or you had army soldiers, or you had your lead pad, and you're creating. So it's really beautiful to know that we can be bigger than we are, and we are stronger than we think. The fun that imagination brings. I was also wondering, you said that the beat or some feeling kind of sparks you. So do you collaborate with people, or do you create those beats, or?
When I first started, I started out with YouTube, YouTube beats, but now I do work with a couple of producers, and I also have a band too, so soon we'll be
Great.
getting together and creating just from us being together. So I can't wait for that to happen. That should be very soon. But yes, I do work with other artists.
Wow, that's great. I also love your voice quality is just velvet, and
Thank
you
you.
in like a world. You must have discovered that magic spot in your settings, and it must inspire you when you just comes out like that. That's gorgeous. Everybody will listen and know what I'm talking about.
Thank
That's really
you.
exciting.
I actually started out. I don't think I've ever said this either, but in public. But I started out rapping. It took me around 2, 3 years to find my voice and what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go with it. So yeah.
That's amazing. So you just explored it yourself and you had some coaching, or?
I went to singing classes. I had a couple teachers and things like that. Yep. It's always
Talented.
important. It's always important to still have,
Oh,
the
yeah.
teachers.
It's great to have feedback, and especially collaborating, because it just brings out the best, like, and one isn't two anymore, it just multiplies. So that's much, especially when you can find the people that you really jive with, and then you're
Yes.
just kind of soaring. So how do you balance softness and grit in your work, the different feelings?
Softness and grit. Well, I'm from New York. I'm from Long Island, Suffolk. So I feel like I have both the softness and the grit in me. I'm a hustler at heart too. So, and I'm also, feminine. So I just have that in me. But when it comes to the artist Amore Ney, she's mostly always soft. And how do I balance that? Just really just, just being myself. I'm just myself.
That's great. Well, that's more than enough. And that's amazing. So how do you listen as a fan and not as a critic so you can stay emotionally connected to your music and just have it grow?
When I write music, I listen back as a listener. I listen as a listener because I want to make sure that let me tap in. When I write music, I listen as a listener because I want people to feel it and me not just like, I just want to express freely. So I want people to dance. So I want to make sure I'm dancing while I'm listening back and just have it be natural. I don't want to be too harsh on myself.
Wow, well, it certainly works. Do you
Thank
do
you.
much editing afterwards? Do you think, like, in terms of the structure of it?
Yeah, I mean, writing music can take some time. My last song I wrote, which I really love, I don't know when it's coming out, but it's called "Where You At Now." That I wrote that in an hour, and when I really like the song, I'll sit there and finish it. But sometimes, like my new single, it's coming out September 1st, "Promise." That took me a couple of months to write because I had to go back and tweak something or rewrite something or finish the verse. So, yeah, it takes time sometimes.
How do you know when it's finished?
After I'm done writing it, I go into the studio. I record it, but I also need harmonies and maybe I need to, say a different word, tweak it. But once the engineer edits and does the mixing and does the mastering, that's when I know it's done. That's when I know it's done. When I feel satisfied. And most of the time I'm never satisfied, but when I feel satisfied with the song, it's done.
Yeah, one thing I like about the creative process is you could always do more, but at a certain point it does feel complete. And the whole idea that more ideas will come for the next project,
Yes,
you
you'll
know, in
always
a way they
learn.
kind of interweave. It'll be another chapter. And so it's just time that this one is complete.
Yes.
And then when you put it out and it's not yours anymore, you don't know, like they say, if it has wings or not, because it has its own life and it almost belongs to the listeners at that point, than to the artist. Even though the artist can always recreate it and live in it, it's now open to the world.
It's not yours anymore. I think people, I think I heard that once before, but I don't feel that way. I feel like it is still mine, and everybody come together and listen to, if you enjoy it and you like it, our work.
Well, there is that's I was wanting to ask how you feel connected to your audience, like what are the feelings you have, because that's a whole nother level of creating. And as I keep thinking of the listener and their dreams and what they're creating, there's a time when it's time to just go inward and just to take in everything we can and look for the guidance or help or someone that can join us, and we keep creating. But then when it's finished, the joy of letting it be shared, and it becomes something personal to each person who listens and connects with their own emotions and how it interacts with their own life. So it's not like it isn't ours, but it isn't ours to keep anymore because we're not going to change it. It is what it is. I mean, it's always fun to play it again, or if you're with a new audience performing, then it's almost a new piece because now you have a new audience receiving it and you feel a little different that day. And so organic. It's an organic process. It's never just like something, even though back in the day you'd have a CD that you could put on a shelf, but there it still goes wider, I think, in because we're all growing. And I love the idea that we're not just, well, for me personally, I liked, if I say that I'm humble, then it seems like I'm bragging. But to know that it's to be shared, and to be grateful to be part of the process, and to have the gifts, and just to embrace them, and how much fun it is every time you can share it. And it expands, and then we keep growing. Yeah, it's a fun process, right?
It is. It is. Yeah, that's I love songwriting and I love creating and I love performing and
Yeah.
doing it with like-minded people and talking to like-minded people like yourself when it comes to art.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it is fun. That's this is all I do.
Yeah,
This is
I
all I want
know.
to do is
I know,
create.
it's exciting. So when you're singing different emotions, do you feel a difference in how it moves through your voice? If it's pain or joy, what are the different feelings you have?
Yeah, something like Fool for Love that I put out recently. That is a real song that something that I went through. So it is a bit heavier on my heart. When I sing, I kind of have to tap in to those emotions, even if I don't really want to. I have to to feel it, to show it. And then something like a song that I have called Trust Nobody. It's more, you have to be, a little bit more excited. So I gotta tap into that. So it's even if I don't feel like it, that's just part of being an artist.
Wow, that's so cool. It seems similar to how you'd prepare for an acting role. Is it?
Well, the difference is that when you go on when for music, you already wrote the song, you know the song, it's your song. But if you go in for an audition, you have to know the script, memorize the script, and be a different character. But yes, in the same way, even if you don't feel like doing it, that doesn't matter. Action.
But
Do
it's
it.
kind of like creating it, just creating that feeling within you. With, like, I guess you could pretend to feel that way, and then once you start, you probably are able to feel that way.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
That would be good advice for all of us. If you're feeling down or you're feeling stuck or whatever, well, just feel like you aren't, and then after a while, you'll get out of that slump and you'll be okay.
Yeah,
An interesting thing to try.
Yeah, there's definitely the saying, fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Fake till you make it.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean to be insincere as your go-to place, but just sometimes you have to get a bridge to get to another place. And I think that's when we get stuck. And when creativity helps us, because you can imagine being on the other side, being that way, and then you like you kind of throw it over there and then you go along with it or something.
Right. No, yeah, like just what you said in the beginning, just inspiring others.
Yeah. So when you're singing, do you ever have visuals come to you and like dance movements and do like videos come into your mind of how you, well, that would be a great video if I went over here, or how does that come together?
Every time when I create something, I always have some type of visual in my head, especially dancing or a music video. In the beginning of my career, I always wrote down the music video, and I can still do it, but then those songs are from years, like a couple years ago, so and I'm still a growing artist, so eventually hopefully those work themselves out. But yes, I always have some type of vision, some type of dance move that I, want to incorporate when it comes to the song. Always.
That's so cool. When you're creating, how do you feel a connection with the person that's going to listen or watch?
I would hope that they You're asking, do I feel connected to the person that's going to listen or watch? Yes, because if they're feeling it, I mean, I already felt it. So yes, I would feel connected to them, and I would like to talk to them. And say thank you for feeling that,
You
for
know, that's
listening.
so I'm that's kind of a cool concept I'm just thinking of in the moment, because like when I do these interviews, I like to think of the person listening, because it could just promote somebody's new project or book, and we could learn all about just about them, and that's kind of cool. But I was like, well, how's that going to benefit someone listening? So I try to make that bridge that they could relate to how the person created what they did, their own process. And I think we can each create our own individual process, especially when we think we can't, like we're not one of them, we're not, they might have it but I don't have it, but actually we all do. We inspire each other. That's a really cool, I've been involved in a few different groups that were with professionals and amateurs. And it was so cool. I guess it's kind of like one of those self-help groups, like AA or something, where there's the really advanced people and then the beginners, because an advanced professional with so much experience, it's really great to remember what it was like when you didn't have all that experience and when it was just so exciting. I remember when I was in youth orchestra, we had these powerful youth orchestras playing the major pieces, touring, recording, and the passion. Like the Dvorak New Symphony, where you never can hear that. I mean, a major orchestra, the people probably have played that piece could be hundreds of times. I mean, it's going to sound great, but it's the passion we can share with each other, whatever stage we're at. And I guess it's also what to expect. I was just hearing that passion can even be a block. I guess moving that to expecting what we want, like that's what we see and what we'd like to do, and expecting it as if it will happen, because our thoughts are so vibrational, so that what we think is what then we attract, and that's what shows up in our life. So if you want to see what you're thinking, if you don't know, remember what you're thinking with those loops, just look at what you have, and it's like, is that what you want? And if you want it different, then you just change that up, right? So do you have any, as you're rooted in being an artist and creating your career, developing it, is there any particular purpose or motto or something that you really want to create within, like that means so much to you? Or how you started, what was that spark that said, I really want to do this for the world?
First of all, what you just said prior, that was really That was really nice what you said.
Oh, thank you.
What you said. And the motto that I had, that I would have to just inspire others or in myself is just like, just I'd say like love always wins. Love, do
Beautiful.
everything with love.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you do
That is
that.
it. Love always wins.
Yeah. And you feel that. You just that's what you communicate. And it's really, really amazing. I can't wait for everyone to hear what we're talking about. Well, they'll have to go and we're going to talk about that. We're going to take a little break and we're going to
Okay.
come back and talk about
Okay.
that. Thank you so much. Wow.
Thank you.
Inspiring. Okay, there's more. Thank
Okay.
you.
Are you ready to elevate your energy and awaken your dreams to their fullest potential? This isn't just music. It's transformative, intuitive healing, sacred frequencies channeled to shift your energy, dissolve blockages, and align you with your highest potential. It's your path to vibrant health, limitless dreams, and a life of purpose. Each note is harmonized to your unique frequency, unlocking profound healing, inner harmony, and a deep rejuvenating renewal. Discover the powerful tools of sound healing you carry with you. Visit KarenOlson.com/events to sign up for the free webinar titled Release Stress and Find Inner Peace Through Sound, and explore personalized one-on-one sessions at KarenOlson.com/services. The moment for peace is now. Don't wait. Embrace the healing you deserve.
Well, welcome back. This is so exciting. I want to become even more specific. And I would like to ask, what would you say to someone who's struggling to find or express their voice and their purpose?
Who's struggling to find their voice and their purpose? I'd say look in the mirror and just talk to yourself. I feel like that's the advice that I give my friends and people I talk to is just sit down, stare at yourself in the mirror, in your eyes, say, hi, how are you? And then eventually I feel this is what I do. And eventually I feel like my highest self starts to talk to me. So I'm talking to my highest self and, I just ask, like, what do you want? How do you feel? Like, what do you truly want? What do you desire? What do you feel? And the answers, all the answers are inside of you. So you just have to tap into yourself and be real with yourself and look at yourself. And then hopefully you see the real you and what you want to do,
That's beautiful. Could you give an example of some messages people could say to themselves, so that you've said to yourselves, to yourself?
I do have like a whole list on my board, some motivational quotes, but I'm beautiful, that's the number one thing. And also what I do is I'm grateful for what I went through. I accepted what I went through, good, bad, I'm grateful for what I have now, a roof over my head, water, food, clothes, like everything that I need is here. And then, just hopeful and grateful for the future. So that's how I look at life and inspire myself. Yeah, that's what I
Wow,
do.
that's beautiful. And it certainly comes through when you
Thank you.
communicate. Yeah, it's beautiful. So I want to explore more about your projects, but something that really fascinates me is that you have this beautiful Instagram and such a huge following. And I mean, it's one thing just to like be to really see that, and it's really admirable and like amazing. But how does that feel to you? Because we were talking about how we can connect to our audience. And I think that's such a perfect example because back however many years ago, not even that many years ago, there wasn't that aspect of it. You could just put out an album and people could buy it in the store and you might get an email or there might be some reviews come here and there, but it was kind of separate, but now I think that window is closing more as you reveal who you really are in the moment, and you're just so free to be on the camera and just sing and show who you are in this really connected and inspiring way that draws people in. So is I mean, obviously you're very gifted and you work very hard too, because that doesn't just happen because you slept in and decided to throw something together quickly. It's kind of a way of life. Could you share? I mean, I would love to know how you feel that connection and where that inspiration comes from and how you even know how to do that.
Okay, that's a great question. So I started, the Insta, well, I've had Instagram for a while, but I, with the artists, the art, music stuff, I, at first I started off with like Nay the Realist. Like I didn't know what to call myself. Like I didn't know. And then I started posting like Instagram baddie pictures. And then I, so I had some people say to me like, yeah, she looks good, but what is she about? She's just a pretty face. What else does she do? And I'm like, that's true. Like I'm not showing my art. I'm not singing or showing anything. So I had to revamp my Instagram and just 'cause that's like the portfolio now. Just like with acting, you have to bring your portfolio with your headshot and your resume and your reel or modeling. You need a portfolio picture of your modeling stuff. But now, like with music, the Instagram, the social media is your resume. So, this year, 2025, I started studying Instagram and the social medias and tapping into what does a Mornay look like? Where does she live? How does she sound? How does she? What's the difference between an Instagram baddie and an artist? So, yeah, I had to revamp it. So I tried a couple times. I've deleted my stuff and posted and deleted my stuff again. So it took a while. So thank you, I appreciate that. And yes, it Instagram. I think every artist can relate that all we want to do is just go into the studio and perform, and people hear our music, and that's it. Being a content creator is there's more things that have to go into it. Now, right now, there's something called like an emotional hook that you have to hook someone on. When people are swiping, it was 3 to 5 seconds you have to get people, but now it's 1 to 2 seconds. So you have to have
Really?
some type of hook before someone
Wow.
swipes up and doesn't care. So I also have to be creative in that way. And how do I get someone to stay and watch? So that's a whole nother thing when it comes to social media.
Wow.
It's if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. So that's how I,
Wow,
there's
to do
that.
it so well. Do you so do, how, you, do you have a goal, like every couple of days you make another reel or story and you can just sing? You just have like an idea in your mind and then you just sing and you're able to post it?
Yeah, I mean, I have some type of calendar. I can be more strict with it. I do, you know, if I had some type of team, like maybe we could, you know, work, but I do everything myself right now.
Wow, it's
Yeah.
amazing.
So yeah, I do have some type of calendar when it comes to posting on YouTube and Instagram and
Oh, YouTube,
Facebook
right.
yeah, I got to do all that, the reels and the carousels and the pictures. And don't make me go crazy with
It's
this.
full.
The
You
photo
really
shoots.
make it, have a big world. You reach a big world.
Yeah. So
That's
just being
exciting.
consistent is the main thing, being consistent. And for me, I want to post that is meaningful, not just me, just to post, just to post. I want to post something meaningful every time that means something to me.
That's beautiful. So I'd love to hear you have this beautiful song, Fool for Love. I'd love to have a little story behind that release.
Okay. Oh, the release or
Or the song
the
itself.
song? Okay, the
Didn't
song.
that re recently, didn't you recently
Yes.
release that?
Yes, Fool for Love. I wrote that last year. And I actually was in that cupcake stage with somebody. And
What do you mean by that?
you never heard of like a cupcake or a honeymoon
No.
stage when you first meet
Well, yeah, the
somebody?
honeymoon stage, yeah.
When you first meet
Yeah.
somebody, so I was actually in that stage. So it was I was, but for some reason, I felt like I was being a fool because I was always I felt like I was there for them more than they were there for me.
Everyone can relate, I'm sure.
Yeah, so I just feel like I'm being a fool for love. And please just I and in the song I say, so what now? Because we're not together. I know you want me. It's like a girl asking, so what are we? And I try not to do that, but like in the song, I'm saying, so like what now? I know you like me. Are we going to continue, you know, for the future? And it just felt like I was being a fool. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
What do you think the answer to that is? Just to recognize that you're a fool and you don't need to be, and then you move on?
Now that this is a sticky conversation for me.
No.
I'm trying to like
Well, it's okay if you can also plead the
no
Fifth Amendment or something. Yeah.
yeah, I'm trying not
It's
to
okay. You
say
don't,
too
I mean,
much.
maybe it was just this, it's cathartic when you sing. Being an artist, which as I'm saying is everybody, when you have something that's difficult and painful and you just spent some of your life just, you could almost feel like you wasted it, but it actually is very rich in all the lessons. And so when you kind of release it, especially when you can, whatever way you release it, whatever way you can create to release it,
Right.
then maybe someone's a meditation or a mantra or, a painting or just singing or playing, whatever you can do that now it's not you, it's outside
Right.
of
It's
you and you can move on.
yeah. What I could say with that is I was hoping that we can, you know, in the song I say, you know, you're holding my baby, which is my heart, and to take care of it, I'm giving you my heart. And what I learned in the whole situation is for me to always keep my heart. Don't give my heart away.
Oh, that is really a huge lesson. We can share our hearts, but we can't give them away. Yeah. And our soul, also our soul.
Okay, my soul is always here. She is
I
always
know.
here, though. No.
Right. That's our truth. That's our truth. But sometimes it can, things are really bad, and the noise is just so loud, and the chaos, it kind of gets buried a little bit. Your voice is a little quiet. It's a small voice anyways to hear it, but it can get, you kind of have to quiet everything down and say, oh, that is who I am, and that's my truth. And the soul really holds your heart.
That is like self versus self. That's with the soul.
Yeah, so we've all been there so many times. And I mean, you like to say that you don't repeat the same lesson twice, but sometimes it's a life lesson, and it's so difficult that it does come more than once, and it gets louder and bigger and harder. And then finally, it's like, oh, okay, I have to do something about this. It's not who I am. And then you can change when you're ready. And it helps to have support and music and creativity.
Music,
Right?
there you go. Yes.
Yeah. All the arts and acting, we can pretend
We could
too.
pretend.
Yeah. So you have two more exciting releases, Situations and Promises.
Yes.
I'd love to know more about them and when they're coming out.
Okay, Situation is coming out on August 1st. And
Soon.
situation is more of like a fun, sexy song.
Nice.
It's like, I don't know if you heard the term of, there was this one time I was performing. Okay, there was twice I was performing situations, and because I give my people a sneak peek sometimes. So
Good.
I asked the audience in one place. I said, have you ever heard of a situationship? And people in the audience was like, yeah, I heard of that. And I'm like, okay, well, this song is for you. And another venue, I asked people, have you ever been in a relationship, a situationship before? And no, and everyone was like, no. And I'm like, oh, it's only me. But this song, a situationship is that when you're not in, you're acting like boyfriend and girlfriend, but you're not in a relationship. There's no title. But this song is it's a little sticky, but the guy has a relationship, and I'm like, I guess the side chick. I've never been a side chick, but this is an imagination situation. So I'm like, whatever she, just come through, don't worry about her, just have fun with me, and let's have fun. That's what situation is about. Like, what's your situation, and let's do something.
All right, that sounds like fun. That's so cool.
And then promise, I feel like I'm blushing.
That is cool. You're creating a movie.
Oh, that's a whole nother thing with my life. A movie. Promise is again about a guy. My whole thing, R&B, is about love. My name, Amornay, has love in it. So
Yeah, love
all
it.
my songs are about love. There's some songs that are self-love, but more about relationships and things like that. So promises, again, in that honeymoon stage. And it's promise me you'll tell me you're all that, we will do this. Sorry, my cat. We will do this. We'll be together forever, and I'll be on and just being on a cloud. That's what Promise is about. It's more of a pop song, actually. It's a it's
Nice.
it's a it's a fan favorite already. Excuse
Oh, who is that?
me. Lightning.
Oh, I love lightning. I love that all those things go viral, right? When the
When the
pets come
cat
into
comes
the
to
interviews, right? It's so sweet. Wow, that's, I love how free and open you are to share of yourself and to dig deeper and to create and to help everyone with their own imaginations while they hear your songs. Wow. So you're putting it out an album?
I'm working on the singles, and then I will eventually put out, I don't know if I'm gonna put out an album or an EP, depending how fast I can, my songs are already, written. It's just getting them in the studio and recording and mixing and mastering and getting them out.
And
So,
you have a favorite studio and producers?
I do. I do.
That's great. Yeah, that
Yeah.
makes a difference, like your muse, right?
Yes, that's actually on Instagram. There's a broadcast channel. Everyone can have one, but it's called Muse that I have on my channel that you can, subscribe to. It's called Muse.
Oh, really? How does that work?
You can just go on my Instagram and you'll see. Next to my website, it says Muse. You click on that, and then you can just join the broadcast.
And you broadcast how often on it?
That's what it's called. It's called broadcast. So, I message them and go live at least. I message probably twice a week and go live every other week. I can do more.
With that group that's in that
With
group,
the,
with the
yep.
people in that group.
Right, yes.
Wow. So that segues because I want to know how can people find you and stay connected to you and listen to all your music. What can you share so that they can be part of your community?
Right. Thank you. Amornay. Amornay. That's love in like Spanish or French. Amor,
Yes.
Amornay, and you can find me everywhere. Just type in Amornay, amornay.com. I actually just revamped my website, and I'm on all Spotify, Apple Music. If you want to listen to my stuff, and yeah.
It's on all the platforms, right?
All the platforms. I'm on all the platforms.
Wow. That's so exciting. You're really cool. How can people find out about some of your live performances?
I'll post them on Instagram. I'll post them on Instagram and on my stories and my website.
Oh, that's
And I
exciting.
also have a newsletter, so if when I get
Oh.
emails, I can email my performance dates and things like that.
How often do you send that out about? How often?
My newsletter, I recently just started that, so it's been once a month, but I can, do more, like once a week.
Yeah, why not? You're so
Yeah.
creative. It's limitless. We can all just all do this, and then I can do that too. And it all comes from who you are and your message and how all the ways you can share it. So that's really exciting. So much excitement for everybody. And I was able to meet you. We were at an amazing event together. We're both in the Recording Academy, which is the group of people that vote for the Grammys. And there's this beautiful group of people. They have these, not only do they have big dreams, but they do them. And not only that, they have big hearts. And they're so supportive and kind. It's been really life-changing. It's really lifted me up because sometimes when we're creative, people get a little competitive because it's like, oh, there's only so much for everybody. But then when you realize, no, there's enough for everybody because we're all different. And whoever connects to me might not connect with you, or your people might not see that message in me that connects, or maybe they're could connect to both, but anyways, we can all help each other. And they have all these fun events. I'm going to actually go to Oklahoma City for Christmas in July tomorrow.
Oh,
I
wow,
know.
nice.
So it just
Oh yeah,
opened. I
I
know.
seen that.
Well, say hi to everybody from
Okay.
you. So it's a beautiful world, and thank you to everyone here who has been a part of this. And thank
Yeah.
you, Amorne, for sharing your light and your voice and your process and your love. Your heart is so big, and oh, your talent, and you're fearless, and you're just unstoppable, and you're just so powerful. And you really inspire me with your youth and your energy. And I just thank you so much for saying yes to joining us here today. And if whatever stirred within you in this conversation, if it's a desire to reconnect with your voice and to express your truth or to move forward with courage, I invite you to follow that spark and to share with us in this community too, and everywhere that you can find. So make sure to check out, and you must listen to Amorne's music, and it'll just melt in your heart. It's just such an exciting thing. So thank you so much for being a part of Sound Pathways. I'm Karen Olson, and I'll see you next time as we continue to walk the path of music, healing, and awakening together. Blessings and love.
Thank you so very much for joining us on today's transformative journey. We're honored to have shared this space with you, and we hope you're feeling inspired and aligned with your highest self. For more insights, resources, and to continue your path of healing, be sure to visit KarenOlson.com, your gateway to deeper sound healing, music, and wisdom. Remember, Sound Pathways is here every other Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on BBS Radio TV, Station 1. Until next time, stay aligned, stay inspired, and let the magic of sound guide you.